The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM. I'm Anton Bentley, and today I'm talking with Justin Rogers, who is performing in Indian Ink Theatre's new play, Dirty Work. And Dirty Work has just finished the Auckland run of its tour and will be at the Theatre Royal from Friday the 21st to Sunday the 23rd of July. Welcome, Justin. Thanks for joining me today.
Kia ora, Anton. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome. So tell me a little bit about yourself first before we get into the play. I understand you graduated from Toi Whakaari around about 2015. Is that right?
Yes. Actually, 2023 represents the 10-year anniversary from when I actually started at drama school, which, you know, you can kind of make an anniversary out of anything, but
Absolutely. And what are some of the highlights of the things you've done since graduating drama school?
A lot has been on stage, actually. I was lucky to kind of meet with Indian Ink early on with another one of their productions, Mrs. Krishman's Party, which was a lot of fun. And also, I had a run-in with Shortland Street because they actually did a musical of Shortland Street.
Right.
Did a company a few years back, which was a lot of fun.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, well, we were so close to going on tour with it, which would have been a lot of fun, but it just wasn't to be. But I got to play Dr. Orpata, which was bit of a highlight, yeah.
Fantastic. And a bit of a brush with Disney, I believe?
Yes. In recent years, they've been translating the Disney classics into Te Reo Māori, the words and the songs and everything. And so was lucky enough to be Timon in The Lion King, Te Reo Māori. And then this year, we're actually just about to release. Well, by the time we're in Nelson, it'll be out in theatres. But a Disney film, Coco, which is the Mexican one about the Day of the Dead, has just been translated. So yeah, just got to do that, which was a lot of fun as well.
How fantastic, and how fantastic that we get great big sort of international hits in Te Reo. That's amazing.
Big time, and it just serves as such a great resource, you know, because I think when I was growing up, the things that were in Te Reo that we had access to were so limited, or they were strictly kind of learning material. So to have something so vibrant, exciting, you know, recent as well, that is in Te Reo. So we're actually entertained, and it's a great learning resource for our young ones, you know.
And it's how we learn any language, isn't it? By reading, yeah, and being read to and seeing things on TV or the screen. So it's
totally.
That's incredible. So you've done Mrs. Krishman's Party with Indian Ink, and they've been going, I was a bit shocked, I didn't realise how long Indian Ink had been going, 26 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And Mrs. Krishnan's Party was actually the sequel to their first show, that Jacob Rajan actually came out of the same drama school that I went to. And in the final year, he was tasked with creating a solo, which was Krishnan's Dairy, which has been, you know, around for years. And Jacob actually done his final outing of that, I think, last year, was it? And Mrs. Krishnan's Party was the sequel. It was 20 years later that they created that. Yeah, we were really lucky to have a lot of success with it. There was only two of us actors on stage. We cooked live on stage. We improvised with the audience. You know, the audience really kind of served as the third character. But yeah, they've been around for a long time, and, you know, they've got a pretty wonderful reputation both around New Zealand and some avid fans, but also around the world.
Yeah, lots of international touring and so on. And, you know, and apart from Krishnan's Dairy and Mrs. Krishnan's Party, things like The Candlestick Maker, Pickle King, Elephant Thief, so many. I think it's a great New Zealand success story for theatre, actually.
Yeah, truly, and just relentless in their pursuit of excellence and their pursuit of telling stories that are interesting to people. I just so admire that in the company, that they are, you know, so deep inside the creative process and how they're constantly trying to make things work and constantly asking how and how we can grow. And So I think it's a real testament, you know, the fact that they've put so much work out really says something about the process that they're honing and continuing to hone.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly Indian Ink is really unique in the shows that they create and so on. What do you think sets them apart from other theatre companies in terms of the style or the way they approach the work?
Yeah, I think one thing that first comes to mind would be the mask element. So Krishnan's Dairy, their first production was, you know, all mask, multiple mask and different characters like that. But there is something of a sense of magic and awe inside of their work, you know, like they really do transport us and in the way that theatre uniquely can. Different to film as well, because it's really live and it's alive. So I think for me, there would be definitely that sense of magic, that mask definitely lends itself to, because there's the thing happening on stage, but then what Indian Ink is really great at keying into is the thing that's happening in the audience's mind. So there's a third thing happening, and that's different for everyone, but that's inherently magic. You know, when the lights go down in the theatre and there's a person there in front of us, transports us, but, you know, they're just there in the space in front of us.
So how do you think, how does Indian Ink Theatre Company incorporate elements of Indian culture and storytelling into its works? Because it's quite a specific style, I suppose.
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, initially it was around, you know, the co-founders, we've got Justin Lewis and Jacob Rajan. And so they collaborated early on. And I think for Jake, it was about telling the story of him as a, you know, Kiwi Indian, and the story of his family coming over, and the really unique story that is. So it definitely stems out of Jake's perspective of his culture. And the other thing that I really love about some of the shows that they've done is connecting into epic mythology in the Indian culture. I think of you know, Shah Jahan and Krishnan's Dairy, and then we also explored the story of King Mahabali, or Mahavali, and the celebration of Onam and Mrs. Krishnan's party. And so the way that we can get the massive arcs and themes from those myths and then connect them to these very everyday characters, and the leaps that we can make in between those, and the connections we can make between, you know, those great myths and actually the everyday, you know, running a dairy. Like,
yeah.
It's not different and it's not the same, but there's a real connection there. So I think it's really drawing from that rich culture in that way, and definitely Jake's unique experience as a Kiwi Indian, yeah.
Right. So moving on to Dirty Work, can you tell us about the inspiration behind this play and maybe the themes that it explores?
Yeah, well, I think one of the initial ideas, I think, was around the people that go unseen, you know, but we've got the title there, Dirty Work, and it's the people that do those jobs that maybe can become invisible to us in some ways, and perhaps in lots of different aspects of our lives we can feel invisible, and, you know, at different stages in our lives. So I think that was a kernel of an idea initially, but there was also this thing of we kind of found with Mrs. Krishnan's party was the audience being the third character. The audience don't know what the heck's going on, but the actors have got a script, but also there's these openings to connect with the audience. And I think Dirty Work is an evolution of that, in that we have got a different choir on stage with us every single night.
Yeah.
We've got 20 odd of them, and they have no idea what's happening. Of course, we've rehearsed the show and we're touring it, but we've got this whole element of a choir who know all the songs, and they're being cued to, you know, we tell them where to be and what to do, but they have no idea what to expect. So it was something of the life that kind of gives us theatrically that was perhaps a natural progression for Mrs. Krishnan's party.
Right. So I just suddenly thought, here we are chatting away about things. Can you give us a bit of an overview of the play, just so the audience kind of know what to expect and what it's about?
Yeah, totally. So I think it's the central drama is the fact that it's set in an office, and all of the workers have come in early, and we've got, you know, the choir, other workers. I'm a worker, and we've got Zara is another character, and then because we've come in early, we meet a cleaner. We meet a cleaner because, you know, she's obviously finishing her rounds. So there's something different about this day. will come in early, but all the computers aren't there. So the central kind of drama is trying to get these board papers done, which sounds kind of really mundane and really boring, but as Indian Ink does really well, the stakes have kind of been upped. You know, they're everyday stakes, but of course it's life or death for all these characters. And as the play goes on, the stakes get higher and higher and higher. But I think the setting of The Office is just so familiar. But of course, the otherness of the world of Mask and kind of the fiscal comedy. And but you can expect to perhaps, if you work in an office, see something quite familiar, I think.
Yeah. Right. So can you maybe highlight any particular moments or scenes that are particularly impactful or thought-provoking?
Yeah, one thing actually that is we've been getting a lot of great feedback on is, of course, because we've got these amazing singers. They're there with us that have been rehearsing these songs. And we've been tasked with some of it to fill that space. So, you know, in the blurb there, we've got some New Zealand hits, and one of which is Something in the Water. And in the rehearsal room, we were tasked with creating a travel montage during this thing. So there's kind of an underlying love story between a couple of the characters. And so during the song, we are kind of painting that's cut between in the same way on the film, you know. The montage, they're here, and it's suddenly they're, you know, looking at sights and meditating and eating and all the things you'd expect. But that seems to be getting a really great response. And it's a lot of fun to do, you know, like it's, because it's not mundane, it's not every day, it's almost pantomime in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that Indian Ink's work is always really thought-provoking and so on. Does Dirty Work address any social or political issues that are maybe relevant to us today?
I think it's that same thing. It's around class, and it's around the unseen, and it's also, you know, we all have these objectives in our lives that we're trying to fulfill, and we all have to do work, you know, that's just part of the society that we're in. And so one of the things we're exploring through the piece, I think, is how we find joy in our work,
you know,
how we find joy in the mundanity. You know, every day we do have to do these things, and you know, we can hate it or we can strive for something else, or but it's, you know, we struggled with the idea, we don't really want to, you know, oh, and here's the answer, you know, you quit your job and whatever, but you know, what else is there potentially? So I think that's kind of the central question, is definitely around class, I think, and the types of objectives that we each have depending on where we're at in our lives.
Mm.
But it's also, yeah, how to find joy in our work that we do just have to do every day.
Hence the subtitle, An Ode to Joy.
Yeah, yeah, and Dirty Work, right?
Well, I've got to be honest, I'm really hoping that when I go to see it here in Nelson, that the choir will burst into Ode to Joy, but don't tell me one way or the other. Okay, so in what ways does Dirty Work challenge traditional theatre conventions or storytelling techniques?
Yeah, I think the element of the choir was a big one, because we definitely don't, in creating it, we had a series of workshops, you know, over a few years with Viva Voce up in Auckland, who helped us. And what became really apparent was we didn't just want to wheel a choir out, you know, because theatre shows have done this before of, you know, it's a bit of a trick to have a choir that comes out and they do their thing and we put them away. Whereas, you know, what we found was that kind of, it dies a little on stage, where what we really needed, because there's bodies on stage, there's human beings on stage, and they bring all this wonderful, you know, energy for free. You know, they haven't prepared anything. And so it became a challenge, a good challenge, I think, just to use their freshness as a way of actually propelling the story, of actually driving it forward. So I think it's unconventional in that the newness that they bring every night actually keeps us on our toes. You know, there's no glazing over for us. We have to be really alive. But what's great about that, and the way that Justin, our director, has built it, is that they're integral. You know, that the story couldn't happen without these people who've never rehearsed it before. So I think that's really unconventional, but it's such a gift as an actor, because it just keeps us so alive. And it's also really exciting to share that with the unique group of people that are on stage with us, because again, it's never the same show, by virtue of the fact that it's different every night. But also, we've got, you know, a different cast on every night and a different collection of people that we kind of get to know over that time. So I think it's unconventional in that way, but also you know, we have a script and there's an arc and everything, so it's kind of it's mixing old and new in that way, I think.
Right. Oh, look, I'd love to keep talking and talking because it's such a fascinating show, but unfortunately that's about all the time we have today, so I really thank you for taking the time to talk to me, Justin, and all the best for the Dirty Work Tour. And for the listeners out there, you can book for Indian Ink's Dirty Money at the Theatre Royal or online at www.theatreroyalnelson.co.nz. So thank you so much for joining me and all the best.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Anton. I'm really looking forward to coming down. It's our first stop on the tour, so I think it's going to be a really good one.
Fantastic. Thank you. You've been listening to me, Anton Bentley, talking to Justin Rogers about Indian Ink Theatre Company's upcoming production, Dirty Work. And this is Fresh FM broadcasting across the top of the South. Until next time, thank you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.